Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
We're going to finish out talking about comparison this week today. And today, you've probably been waiting for this one. It's how do we combat this problem of comparison? How do we stay away from it completely? How do we, if we know that it's been a problem in the past, or you're already starting to suffer from comparison and comparing yourself to others, how do we fix that? So I've got lots of stuff for you today. Here's the first thing. So we know that comparison is a tool of the devil. Okay. He uses this to get a stronghold in our mind and to veer us off course. So if we know that, then we need to make sure that we get back to seeing ourselves through God's eyes and see ourselves through the way that God sees us and make sure that we are firm in our identity in Christ. So if you need help with this, the book of Ephesians will really help you. In the first chapter, first and second chapters, it really shows you your identity. It shows you the way God sees you. Okay, so it has nothing to do with the world, has nothing to do with other people's opinions. None of it matters. The only opinion that matters is God's, right? That's the only opinion that matters, and also your spouse. But God, that's the only one that matters. So if His opinion is the only one that matters, then how does He see me and what does He want? That's, if you can reconcile that, okay, if you can see yourself the way God sees you and be firm in your identity in Christ, then all of this comparison stuff, it will start to fade away. Because it doesn't matter if you're having as much success as anybody else. It doesn't matter if you don't look like or work the way other leaders do. As long as you know that you and God are good, right? God gave you these gifts. You are walking in your gifts. You are doing everything you can to live for Him. Then everything else will fall away. Comparison will be a much lesser problem than it has in the past. So first and foremost, let's make sure that you're seeing yourself the way God sees you, a child of God, called, chosen, successful. You know, He's got all of this stuff written out for you the way He sees you. So you want to use those affirmations and speak life over yourself. First and foremost, Ephesians, start there if you need help with that. Let me say that. I think I may have said that on purpose. Maybe that was a God thing. If you need help with that, send me a message. I am always here for you guys to talk through these types of things. If that is something you've never done before, if you have never considered the way God sees you, and if your identity is not firmly planted and rooted in Christ, if you guys ever need help with that or have questions about that, please know that I am always here. You can send me a message on Facebook and we can talk about that. I would love to chat with anybody who needs that. Okay. Next up. Something really important to make sure that you keep comparison at bay. There's a saying, you are the sum of the five people that you're closest to. You're the sum of the five people you spend the most time with. So I think it's important that if you're struggling with this, or you have in the past, or you want a safeguard, take a look at the five people that you spend the most time with or talk to the most. All right. Are they positive people? Are they speaking life? Are they, rooted in their identity? Do they have unwavering faith? Do they support you? All of these things. Okay, so take a look at the five people that you surround yourself with, because you're going to be, when you look in the mirror, you're going to reflect these five people, the sum of all of them. If you have people in your five closest to you that complain, that compare, that constantly talk about others, that critique corporate, comparison's going to be a bigger problem, all right? Because your focus is not going to be on God and your business. Your focus is going to be everywhere else. So make sure that your five people are the right ones. And if you need to do some switcheroos, make sure you do that now. Just as we're getting started into first quarter after conference and we're in our boom now, make sure you take care of that quickly. Make sure you have the right people speaking into your mind. Okay. Also important to keep comparison away for all of us, every single one of us, if we could all do this, be real. We always say Facebook is the highlight reel. But we say that almost to defend it. But something that, we've talked a lot about since Cindy's women's conference in November, is being much more transparent with everybody. We as leaders need to show parts of ourselves that we do not have it all together. I think that we have created a lot of these comparison problems for ourselves. I think that it's like this bad cycle that we've been in, out of pride and embarrassment. And I think part of it is that, the devil, he uses this as a tool in isolation. He wants us to feel isolated, like we're the only ones that don't have it all together. When in reality, all of us are hot messes. Every single one of us. Okay? We all have failure moments with our kids. We all lose our patience. Some of us struggle in different areas in the house. Okay? I hate laundry. It is always piled up. I also don't do the dishes. Okay? So, all of us have stuff. And all of us feel like we are failing in multiple areas of our life. I think that's just part of being a woman and a mom, if you're a mom and a business owner. We wear a lot of hats, okay? But when we put it out on Facebook and make it look like, in other social media, then we make it look like we've got it all together and that we're not struggling. I think we're hurting each other. Because when we do start this comparison, we see, oh my gosh, Kim, she's got it all together. She never struggles. How does, what's wrong with me? Why can't I keep it all together? Guys, Kim does not have it all together ever. Not one day. I may have it all together for like an hour and feel like I'm on top of the world. And then something happens. I am just like you. We are all so similar. We all go through the same things. And Krista Pettengill, Ambassador Krista Pettengill, if you follow her on Facebook, she's been so good lately about showing her mess. But we have a message in the middle of our mess and in the middle of just living life. We have a message to share. And I think that if we could all be more real as leaders, then we could really help this comparison problem on its own. Another way to combat this is to ask God for help. I've talked about this in the past, okay? When you're struggling with something and you try a bunch of different things, and you just keep your blinders on, you speak life over yourself, you speak affirmations, you know God's identity for you, you stay in your own lane, you don't look around, all that stuff. But if you are still struggling with this, then ask. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me the strength. But the only way he's going to give you the strength is if you ask. So if you are still struggling with this, if this is really a mindset thing for you and you're doing personal development and you are filling your mind with truth and you're pushing out that fear and doubt, if you're still struggling with this, then you need to ask God for help. Surrender it, guys. And there's nothing wrong with that. We were not created to be able to handle everything on our own. That verse, God won't give you more than you can handle, that's crap. That's not true. Because we were created to need God. So he is going to carve out pockets of dependency where you're going to have to ask for help. And if this is an area that you're struggling in, that's fine. All of us go through it. Ask God to help you, to show you how you can rid yourself of this comparison so that you can fulfill the plan he's got for you. And then finally, this is the kicker. Be happy for everyone. To truly get rid of comparison and to truly stop suffering from this, be happy for every single person in this entire company, no matter their success compared to yours. Because Debbie Sasek, Ambassador Debbie Sasek, years ago said, your journey is your journey. You are on the path. This is the plan that God has laid out for you. And you can't see the big picture, okay? So you also don't know what's going on behind the scenes at somebody else's house. You don't know. So stay focused on what's going on in your life. And be happy for absolutely everyone, no matter what rank they are, no matter the success they're having. If you can get to the place where you are just happy for everybody, no matter what's going on in your life, then comparison will fall away. And I'm telling you, when you can get this into check, when you can get the comparison thing in check, not looking around at everybody, when you can do that, you are going to see your business thrive. I promise you that. Okay? Be happy for everyone, no matter what. Even the ones you don't like, guys, be happy for them. We're commanded that in the Bible to not celebrate when enemies fall and to be happy for everyone, even if you don't get along with them, because they're still a child of God and God loves them. You may not. God loves them. So we need to be happy for absolutely everyone. I'm a great example of this. I'm going way too long on this podcast, but here's a great example of this, okay? I was top 10 in 2015. It was an amazing year. This year, I was not top 10. I'm still top 20, which is amazing, but I'm not top 10. But you know what? I am so insanely happy for the top 10 in 2016 because I know what that feels like. I know the fun they're going to have. I know what it's like to ride that wave. And I'm so excited that they get to do it. I am excited for them because you know what? My family, we're making plenty of money. I am so happy. And I know God's got a plan. If I never make top 10 again, okay, no big deal. I wasn't in this to be top 10, right? Nobody gets in this to make that kind of money. So I decided several years ago that no matter what I was ranked, before I was top 10 ever, I decided no matter what I was ranked, I was going to be happy for everybody. And that has served me so well as you go up and down the ranks, as you go up and down in income. If you can just stay happy for everybody, because we are all in this, we're doing the same thing, we're trying to do the same things for our family, we're all in this together. All of us are successful or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast right now. So I hope that helps. We're going to wrap this up. This has gone way too, I think this is my longest podcast ever. So sorry about that, but all of this is super important stuff, guys. And again, if you need any help with any of this, I ask you, just send me a message. If you need to talk through some of this stuff, I'm always here for you. I've restructured everything. 2017 is going to be much better for me too. I know it is for you. And I'm just excited. So
thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.